Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Cyclone Raimel makes landfall in West Bengal. Normal life disrupted in several districts, including Kolkata, due to storm and heavy rain. Relief and rescue operations in full swing. In Gujarat, six people, including owners of TRP Game Zone, booked for culpable homicide not amounting to murder in connection with Rajkot fire tragedy. Campaigning intensifies for last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Deepa Karmakar clinches India's first ever gold medal in women's pole vault at Asian Championships in Tashkent. And in cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders lift their third IPL trophy, beating Sunrisers Hyderabad in the finals in Chennai. And now the news in detail. Severe cyclonic storm Raimel has completed the landfall process between 10:30 p.m. and 12:30 a.m. in the intervening night of yesterday and today. Habibur Rahman Biswas, head of the Alipur Area Cyclone Warning Center, said the system would continue to move nearly northwards for some more time and then north-northeastwards and weaken gradually into a cyclonic storm by this morning. The forward part of severe cyclonic storm Raimel had entered the land between the Sagar Islands of West Bengal and Kepupara in Bangladesh with a wind speed of about 110 to 120 kilometers per hour at around 8:30 p.m. last night. Normal life has been disrupted as all the districts of South Bengal, including Kolkata, witnessed storm and heavy rain under the influence of the cyclone. As the night deepened, the strength of the rain also intensified. Many roads in Kolkata were waterlogged. Many trees were uprooted in Kolkata, Sagar, Namkhana, Kakdweep, Pathar Pratima and Gosaba in South 24 Parganas. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing. One person died when a part of the house had collapsed and fell on him at Bibi Bagan Lane, Entali. A large area, including Hasnabad and Hingal Ganj in North 24 Parganas, received heavy rainfall. The speed of the wind was around 70 to 80 kilometers per hour. There were reports of leakage in the river dams of Barunhat and Par Hasnabad. Heavy rain is expected to continue till this afternoon. And now we go over live to our Kolkata correspondent Sushmita Mandal for the latest update. Sushmita,
hi, Anuja.
What is the current situation there right now?
Actually, the situation has improved in Kolkata, but rain is continuing in several districts. And work is on war footing to remove the uprooted trees and drain out water from different parts. Howrah, Hugli, Nadia, East Midnapore, West Midnapore also witnessed heavy rainfall. And as a preventive measure, Digha-bound trains are cancelled. And Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport is closed till 9 a.m. today. According to Met Office, rains might continue till this afternoon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Anuja.
Thank you, Sushmita. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired a meeting in New Delhi to review the preparedness for the cyclone Raimel over North Bay of Bengal. We have more from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister was briefed that the National Crisis Management Committee is in regular touch with the government of West Bengal. All fishermen were advised not to venture into the South Bay of Bengal and Andaman Sea. The affected people were moved to safer places. IMD also extended information support to Bangladesh with regular updates. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said that the central government has extended full support to the state of West Bengal. He said the Ministry of Home Affairs is monitoring the situation and will take a review in order to extend necessary assistance for restoration. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Severe cyclonic storm Raimel made landfall on Bangladesh's coast with strong wind and heavy rainfall. The coastal areas are experiencing heavy rainfall due to the influence of cyclonic storm Raimel. Maximum sustained wind speed within 64 kilometers of the severe cyclone center was 90 kilometers per hour, rising to 120 kilometers per hour in gusts or squalls. Bangladesh has evacuated more than 8 lakh people from the coastal areas. Bangladesh State Minister for Disaster Management and Relief, Mohammad Muhibur Rahman, on Sunday said they have already prepared 8,000 to 9,000 shelters. Adequate dry food, biscuits, water and medical supplies have reached all the shelters. The cyclone could unleash a storm surge of up to 4 meters above normal astronomical tide, which can be dangerous, said the senior weather official. A large area of Sundarbans inundated due to tidal surge under the influence of severe cyclone Raimal, creating threat for different wild animals, including tigers and deer. In Gujarat, 6 people, including the owners of the TRP game zone in Rajkot, have been booked for culpable homicide, not amounting to murder, in connection with the Rajkot fire tragedy which took place on Saturday evening. Rajkot City Police Commissioner R. Bhargav told media that 2 of the accused, including Yuvraj Singh Solanki, the owner of the game zone, were arrested yesterday. The fire at the TRP game zone in Rajkot claimed 28 lives and left 8 people injured. The Gujarat High Court has taken suo motu cognizance of the incident and it is set to hear the matter today. The Delhi police has arrested 2 accused, including a director and a doctor, in the Children's Hospital fire incident. District Commissioner of Police, Shahadra Surendra Chaudhary, said 6 newborns were killed and several others were injured in the massive fire that broke out on Saturday late night in a children's hospital in Vivek Vihar area of Delhi.
उनके अदर वायलेशन भी थे कि उनका फायर एग्जिट का सिस्टम नहीं था, फायर एक्सटिंग्विशर भी उसमें नहीं थे, तो इन सब को देखते हुए हमने इसमें धारा 304 और 308 आईपीसी ऐड करी है और हमने डॉक्टर जो उसके संचालक हैं डॉक्टर नवीन खींची जो वेस्ट दिल्ली में उनका एड्रेस है घर का और वो उनको हमने अप्रीहेंड किया इसमें.
Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena has asked the Delhi Chief Secretary to institute an inquiry into the tragic incidents. The Delhi government has also ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident. Campaigning for the 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections has reached to a feverish pitch. Leaders of NDA and Grand Alliance and other parties are holding back-to-back multiple rallies in poll-bound areas. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to address public meetings in Kushinagar, Salimpur and Chandoli parliamentary constituency in Uttar Pradesh today. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda will interact with citizens, weavers, artisans, voters in different programs in Varanasi today. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Dr. Mohan Yadav, will address public meeting in Maner in Patna in support of the BJP nominee of Pataliputra parliamentary constituency. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will hold election rally in Nalanda parliamentary constituency. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi will address public meetings in Chamba and Shahpur in Himachal Pradesh today. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will hold public meetings today in Khusrupur and Maner. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address public meetings in Jehanabad, Pataliputra and Ara constituencies in support of the RJD and CPIML candidates. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to Morning News on Akashwani. In the series of covering key constituencies of the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on Patiala Lok Sabha constituency of Punjab. A total of 26 candidates, including 3 women, are trying their luck on this seat. A total of 9 assembly segments are part of this parliamentary constituency. More from our correspondent.
Based on the royal city of Patiala, this Lok Sabha constituency is witnessing an interesting contest with three strong leaders entering the electoral battle. Sitting MP Praneet Kaur has left the Congress party and joined the BJP, and this time she is in the fray for her fifth term victory. Aam Aadmi Party has expressed confidence in its own health minister Dr. Balbir Singh, but he is facing several questions from the people regarding many policies of the state government. On the other hand, Dr. Dharmvir Gandhi, who became the Aam Aadmi Party MP in 2014, has also left the party and is contesting on Congress party ticket. Senior Shiromani Akali Dal leader N.K. Sharma has made the contest interesting. Bahujan Samaj Party has fielded Jagjit Singh Chhadbar, candidates trying to woo the voters in their own style. Sheshu Sharma Shantan, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India's reputation as changed globally, and the success of New Delhi's foreign policy is a manifestation of its domestic policy. He was speaking at an event, Bharat's Rise in Global Diplomacy, in Varanasi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that today India is the world's fastest growing economy, and the world wants to open operations and ventures here. He said if we look at the major economies, India's growth rate of 7% is the highest in the world. He said today, India maintains healthy relations with several major powers of competing interests, ranging from the US and Russia to Iran and Israel, and it is part of organizations like the SCO and BRICS. Leaders of China, Japan and South Korea will meet for their 9th trilateral summit in Seoul today. This is the first summit being held in 4 years between the nations. The meeting comes a day after the leaders met separately for bilateral talks with each other on Sunday. In sports now, Deepa Karmakar scripted history to clinching India's first ever gold medal at the Asian Championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. The 30-year-old Olympian registered an average score of 13.566 in the women's pole vault final. This is the first time that an Indian gymnast has won a gold medal in any event at the Asian Championships. Deepa's already outstanding list of firsts for Indian gymnastics is enhanced by the vault gold. She is the first female gymnast from India to compete in the Olympics, and at Rio 2016, she put on the best performance of any gymnast competing in the Summer Games, placing fourth in the women's vault. She also became the first Indian to ever win a gold medal at an international gymnastics competition when she won the women's vault gold medal at the 2018 FIG World Cup in Mersin, Turkey. In cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders lifted their third trophy in the Indian Premier League with a crushing 8-wicket win over Sunrisers Hyderabad in a completely one-sided final in Chennai last night. Having lost the toss, Kolkata Knight Riders produced a clinical effort with the ball to dismiss Sunrisers Hyderabad for 113, the lowest ever total in an IPL title clash. Kolkata Knight Riders chased down the target of 114 with as many as 57 balls to spare. For Kolkata Knight Riders, Venkatesh Iyer was the top scorer with an unbeaten 52 runs, followed by Rahmanullah Gurbaz, who scored 39 runs. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have taken note of the massive fire outbreaks in Delhi and Rajkot on their front pages. The Indian Express writes, a common thread, irregularities, no emergency exit, no fire extinguisher in the twin tragedies. In a rare move, government extends Army Chief General Pandey's tenure by a month, writes the Times of India. With demand at bars and cafes soaring up to 50% amid lean summer, IPL gives food and beverage companies a season finale as people head to cool comfort, notes the Economic Times. From J&K to Rajasthan, extreme heat grips north, hottest day of season in Delhi, cites Hindustan Times. And finally, the Pioneer mentions about the city of Varanasi now emerging as a beacon of heritage and craftsmanship, evidenced by the rise of GI tags under the headline, City Perpetual adds artifactual tag to spiritual. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Cyclone Raymel makes landfall in West Bengal. Normal life disrupted in several districts, including Kolkata, due to storm and heavy rain. Relief and rescue operations in full swing. In Gujarat, six people, including owners of TRP Game Zone, booked for culpable homicide, not amounting to murder, in connection with Rajkot fire tragedy. Campaigning intensifies for last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Deepa Karmakar clinches India's first ever gold medal in women's pole vault at Asian Championships in Tashkent. And in cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders lift their third IPL trophy, beating Sunrisers Hyderabad in final in Chennai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.